NPR.
Deb Compton could not be happier about reopening her dog grooming business.
I am so excited. I'm like, do I know how? Do I still remember how? I have my dog at work today to do a dry run, to reteach myself how to groom.
Deb is a dog groomer at Pet Supplies Plus in Madison, Wisconsin.
So, like, do you have, like, regulars or, like, pretty devoted customers?
Yes. I have some people that travel from out of state, so... It's
really?
Yeah, mostly poodles. I specialize in poodles. Poodles are very elaborate. They have a very specific type of coat.
Yeah, the little poofy, like,
yeah.
Little socks and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the little poofy things, exactly. So I specialize in making all those poofy things poofy.
Deb is being modest. She's actually won a bunch of international awards for her poodle grooming, which includes dyeing poodles' bright colors, adding leopard spots and zebra stripes, and painted on butterfly wings. It is pretty wild. Pet Supplies grooming services closed down in March, just as all the dogs were coming in for their spring cuts, just as their peak season was ramping up. So weeks later, when it was announced that dog groomers were one of the businesses that could reopen in Wisconsin, Deb says customers started calling immediately, and they haven't stopped.
We're slammed right now. We can't even keep up with the phones. I don't know if you've heard them. They're just ringing and ringing and ringing. Everybody's like, hey, we need to get in now.
This is what economists call pent-up demand. Jared Bernstein is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
There is a lot of pent-up demand, a lot of conferences that were canceled and movies that weren't seen and restaurant meals that weren't eaten and trips that weren't taken.
As the economy opens back up and businesses start taking customers again, there will be lots of pent-up demand. Businesses will see a surge in orders. And the size of that surge, how much demand comes back, says Jared, is key. That will tell us how much permanent damage was done to the economy. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, demand. People buying stuff. It is the engine of the U.S. economy. Americans buying stuff has fueled a lot of the entire planet's economic growth. And for the last couple months, it's been in kind of a deep freeze as people across the U.S. have sheltered in and businesses of all kinds have closed. As the economy begins to reopen, there is this question, a question with millions of businesses and jobs at stake. What will happen to demand? Will Americans start buying stuff again? Or will they keep their wallets put away for a while?
Support for NPR and the following message come from Barron's Streetwise, a new weekly podcast hosted by Barron's Jack Howe. You'll hear from Bob Iger at Disney, Stuart Butterfield at Slack, and more. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Support also comes from Washington Wise Investor, an original podcast from Charles Schwab that explores how decisions made in Washington could impact your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.
As the economy begins to reopen, economists all over the world will be watching to see what happens with demand. So some demand is just lost forever. Like maybe you would normally have gone to your favorite restaurant 5 times over 2 months. When that restaurant reopens, you might rush right back for dinner and drinks. But you're not going to order 5 dinners and 5 drinks. That money from those missed meals and cocktails will be lost forever to that restaurant. Deb's business has seen this. A lot of her clients would have had a couple of grooming appointments by now. She's thinking in particular of the first dog in her lineup for the morning of the reopening, a Wheaton Terrier named Jules.
I can't even imagine what he looks like because he's such a fluffy guy. And we're like, oh, man, we're just like envisioning what these dogs look like. He probably looks like he's got dreadlocks or something.
So Deb will only get the money from that one haircut, that one monster haircut for Jules. So some demand is just lost, nothing to be done. But what about going forward? Will demand come back to the level it was? Economist Jared Bernstein says, no way. And there are a few reasons for this. The big one, unemployment.
And most forecasts have the unemployment rate peaking out something between 15 and 20%. I'd probably be on the upper end of that range sometime later this year.
20% unemployment. That is double what the unemployment rate was at the very worst moments of the Great Recession. During the Great Depression, unemployment was at 25%. So 20% unemployment, if that happens, would be a stunning, horrible number. It would also have a huge effect on demand. After all, people who have lost their jobs are not going to be buying as much stuff as they would if they had their jobs. Deb Compton says she is really worried about this. Unemployment has become a huge problem in Wisconsin over the last couple of months.
You know, we're kind of big in manufacturing and stuff. And my neighbor across the street from me, she works for a chicken manufacturer. And they laid off like so many employees. And she's one of them. And she's got this family. And her severance package was frozen chicken.
And Deb is directly feeling the effects of these layoffs.
Like a lot of my clients, they literally called yesterday and they said, what will the price be? Because they just don't have it. They're like, you know, I'm laid off. What's my bill going to be tomorrow? And I was like, oh, geez, really? Yeah, like somebody that normally would tip like a $20 tip can't tip. So it's scary.
Grooming a dog is not cheap. Pet Supplies charges anywhere between $60 and $150 to groom a dog, depending on the size and fluffiness of the dog. So Deb worries demand will dry up. People will come less often, or maybe not at all. And even if they do come, their tips will probably be smaller. So Deb is cutting back on her own spending.
I don't want to tap into my savings. You know, you're just crunching down because you don't know where's your next check coming and when's this opening up and, you know, if are people going to be able to pay their bills, you know, that kind of thing.
When people like Deb start cutting back on spending, it can create an economic situation known as the paradox of thrift. This idea comes from famous economist John Maynard Keynes, and it works like this. When people like Deb are worried about the future, it is the wise and rational move to save more money and spend less. The paradox is what is good for one person is not good for the economy as a whole. When people spend less, that is really bad for businesses. Demand for goods and services goes down, and that can make a recession worse. And in this case, there's this whole other factor, COVID-19. So even if people have plenty of money and they want to spend it on something like going to a concert or a restaurant or a museum, they might not spend that money because they're scared of getting sick. Deb, for instance, normally goes to a bunch of dog shows and grooming shows in the spring and summer. She shows dogs and also gets dogs ready to show. It is part of her business, part of what she does, but not this year.
There's nothing. It's just canceled. It's just everything is canceled. And you're just like, I mean, wow.
That is lost income for Deb. It's also lost income for the hotels, restaurants, and other businesses that would have fed, housed, and sold stuff to all the people going to those events. So, unemployment, people cutting back on spending, events canceled because of coronavirus. Jared Bernstein says all of that combined could push many businesses and companies over the edge.
If just tons of businesses close, then I think demand on the other side of this is going to be a much heavier lift because we just won't have an economy in place that's capable of bouncing back.
When it came to the paradox of thrift, economist John Maynard Keynes said the solution was for the government to step in and spend the money that consumers aren't spending, or get money to people so they will keep spending. All that would keep the economy growing. And we have seen the government do both of those things in the last couple months. Economist Jared Bernstein says he has been really impressed by the speed and size of the government's spending and action. Still, he says, even with all of that, the damage from COVID-19 could be devastating. And we won't really know how devastating until much later this year. For her part, Deb is not thinking that far ahead. She is just trying to get her grooming skills back on track, get the grooming tables moved farther apart and other social distancing protocol put in place. And of course, making sure to answer the phones to respond to all of that pent-up demand. Good luck opening everything tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I hope everything goes smoothly and I hope everybody's as happy to see us as we are to see them.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Camille Peterson, fact-checked by Brittany Cronin. The Indicator is edited by Patty Hirsch and is a production of NPR.